A massive crash in crypto prices as the center plans a bill to bar private cryptocurrencies. All major cryptocurrencies fall by over 15%. Apple sues Israeli firm NSO for targeting iPhone users with its Pegasus spyware. Apple is seeking a permanent injunction to ban the NSO group from using any Apple software, services or devices. In an unprecedented move to steady fuel prices, the government to release 5 million barrels of crude oil from its emergency reserves in tandem with US, China, Japan, UK and Korea. Many farmers await compensation or alternative plots after the land on which their homes were built was acquired for the new airport in Jewar in Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister will attend the groundbreaking ceremony here on Thursday, even as a BJP MLA admits that there was a rush job to build this airport. Israel begins administering the coronavirus vaccine to children aged 5 to 11. The country recently emerged from a fourth COVID wave. A large share of new infections has been among children and teenagers. Our top story this morning, crypto markets crashed last night following news of the government introducing a bill in parliament that will prohibit all private cryptocurrencies in India, barring a few exceptions, to promote what it called the underlying technology of cryptocurrency and its uses. What are we talking about? Well, the Cryptocurrency and Regulation of Official Digital Currency Bill 2021 is set to be introduced in Parliament in the forthcoming winter session that starts on the 29th of November. The bill will prohibit all private cryptocurrencies in India. With certain exceptions, it's expected to be taken up for final consideration and passage during this winter session. The government says that the RBI, the Reserve Bank of India, will issue its own digital currency, and that security of investors' money and misleading advertisements in the media regarding the investment potential and risks have long been a cause of concern. The government has in fact held several meetings with all stakeholders to discuss the regulation of digital currencies. The Prime Minister has also chaired a high-level meeting with officials from various ministries and the RBI on the issue. In fact, recently, when speaking at the Sydney Dialogue, the Prime Minister had urged all countries to ensure that cryptocurrency does not end up in the wrong hands, which he said could spoil the future of our youth. The other big story this morning, Apple suing the Israeli spyware maker NSO, which is at the center of the Pegasus surveillance scandal. It's seeking to block the NSO group from targeting over 1 billion iPhones that are in circulation. The suit from the Silicon Valley giant is adding to the trouble that the embattled NSO group is already facing. It's been engulfed in controversy over reports that tens of thousands of activists, journalists and politicians were listed as potential targets of Pegasus spyware. In fact, US authorities just weeks ago blacklisted NSO to restrict exports from American groups over allegations that the firm had enabled foreign governments to conduct transnational repression. To prevent further abuse and harm to its users, Apple is seeking a permanent injunction that will ban the NSO group from using any Apple software, services or devices, Apple has said in a statement announcing the lawsuit that's been filed in a federal court in California. The suit goes on to describe NSO as notorious hackers, amoral 21st century mercenaries who've created highly sophisticated cyber surveillance machinery that invites routine and flagrant abuse.